In Washington, the battle over a timetable for a withdrawal from Iraq pits Republicans against Democrats. In years of standoffs, Republicans have long been seen as a scrappier bunch, the party willing to do whatever it takes to win. That impression is starting to change because of this man.
I'm surely not going to be a Democrat who I believe loves the moral victories, that is, losing. I'm just not into that. You got to find somebody else who likes the string of losses. That ain't me.
That's Rahm Emanuel, Democratic congressman from Illinois. He, more than any other individual, is cited as the architect of the Democrats' campaign to regain control of the House. As chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, known as the DCCC, Emanuel handpicked tough and telegenic candidates, and like Muhammad Ali before a prize fight, he taunted GOP incumbents in vulnerable races with press releases and verbal jabs. And he also irritated some fellow Democrats with his my way or the highway attitude. We wanted to learn more about how Emanuel exercises power and the challenges he now faces because of that victory. He's now fourth in line in the House leadership, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, but he's been a force in Washington since he arrived in the early 90s as a staffer for President Clinton. Emanuel once sent a dead fish to a pollster. In D.C., he's both revered and feared.
I think his leadership style could be described as scorched earth, as full bore. I mean, whatever adjective you want to use to describe somebody who never stops.
Naftali Ben-David is an editor with the Chicago Tribune. He shadowed Emanuel for months and wrote about it in a new book called The Thumpin'.
Some of the bigger fights were with people in his own party. He was always talking to candidates, yelling at them, cursing at them, trying to get them to raise more money, have more press conferences, sharpen their message, whatever it might be. And his big criticism of the Democratic Party was that the party had forgotten how to win. They didn't know what it took. They were more interested in having the right position or being good people rather than doing what it took, no matter how much sacrifice it took and how ruthless you had to be. And his goal was to kind of instill that winning attitude in the Democratic Party.
Now, the question many ask is, can that warrior become a consensus builder? We spent some time with Congressman Emanuel on Capitol Hill. And I should say, before you follow this man around, you had better eat your Wheaties.
Getting dizzy?
I'm getting my workout.
At 47 years old, Emanuel is thin and wiry and energetic, a walking exclamation point. We hustled past a line of bronze statues, up a wheelchair ramp, and then a sharp left down a little flight of stairs to a doorway that looks like it might open to a broom closet. After pressing a secret code, we enter a space known as his hideaway. It's a cozy little office with butter-colored walls, covered all over with photos of his wife Amy and their three children. One politician privately said, it's like a prize fighter putting smiley faces around the boxing ring where he spars with and psychs out his opponents.
I am direct.
Direct. Okay, that would be one way to say it.
That's one way. And forcefully direct. Uh-huh. Sometimes it comes off the wrong way, and sometimes it comes off appreciated that there's no dancing around. I mean, I think you could tell people what they want to know or tell people what they need to know. And sometimes you have to do one, sometimes you have to do the other, and you do it both.
You say that you're direct.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through and read profiles that have been written about you, and there are many,
mm-hmm.
you have been described as a bulldozer,
mm-hmm.
as Tony Soprano with indigestion,
mm-hmm.
as somewhere between a toothache and a hemorrhoid. And that was Paul Begala, who considers you a good friend. Now, as I describe this, you're smiling. You're not flinching. Many people would flinch if they heard those things.
I mean, look, I like winning. I think winning is important, especially when your job is to win. And I'm aggressive about fighting for what I believe in and not just to win for the sake of winning.
What's your definition of leadership?
First of all, leadership contains more than one thing. Different people and different contexts require different types of leadership. But if you think that there's only one tool in that toolbox, you don't understand leadership. You know, sometimes a member needs persuasion. Sometimes they need leadership. And sometimes they need inspiration. And sometimes you have to provide that inspiration by creating a context and an argument that people didn't have before.
After helping to push Republicans out of power, Emanuel is despised by some, yet few will speak ill of him on the record. Rob Simmons is a former Republican congressman from Connecticut who lost his seat in a tight midterm race.
One of the problems I think the Democrats have that Rahm Emanuel has not helped them with is their fundamental core values and beliefs. It's all very fine to come up with new strategies, new tactics, fundraising or blogging or this kind of stuff. But if you don't have a strategic vision about what your party is all about, what you want America to be in 15 or 20 years, then you still have substantial weaknesses.
Emanuel's biographer, Naftali Ben-David, said the congressman is very aware of his rabid reputation and uses it to good effect.
In certain ways, he's like some kind of a fictional character almost. You know, he has half of his right middle finger has been cut off, and that creates this kind of tough guy image. He did a stint working for the Israeli army in a civilian capacity during the first Gulf War. And there are things like that that make him seem like a killer. And then he's got this ballet thing in his background, and he makes no bones about it. In fact, he likes to use it to kind of throw people off their assumptions about him.
What are his insecurities?
Well, it's funny because for a guy who is so intense and seems so certain, I think he does have insecurities, and he'll let himself go. You know, he'll have some kind of a little bit of a tirade, but then afterwards he'll be a little bit chastened about it, or he'll sort of wonder how he came off. You know, he had this one phrase that I quote in the book where he said, "Sometimes I wake up and I hate myself too." And it was such a rare moment of insight for him to express that, and I tried to get him to elaborate on that, but he kind of wouldn't go any further with it. But to me, it was a little bit of a window into the fact that he does know that there are people who really resent him in certain quarters. And I think that is something that bothers him sometimes.
Former White House Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers has known Emanuel since the first Clinton campaign. She says he has mellowed a bit.
I think he's become better able to deal with people, to take a longer focus, so that he not only gets what he wants in the short term, but doesn't, you know, cause himself trouble in the long term. I remember on the Clinton campaign in 1991, Rahm's job in that campaign was to raise money. And so as the deadline approached, you know, Rahm was literally standing on top of his desk and screaming obscenities at funders on the phone, telling them whatever they were willing to contribute wasn't enough, they had to give more. And by God, he got to $3 million. Of course, I think he, you know, ruffled more than one feather on the way there, but he got to where he was going. I don't think Rahm would handle that in quite the same way now. He'd still get to the $3 million, maybe he'd get to $3.5 million under the same circumstances. But I think he's become better able to back off a little bit.
How does someone who's trying to raise money yell at a potential right. donor? How does
Not
that work?
Not just yell, but yell spewing obscenities. It's part of Rahm's particular charm. I think he has a good instinct for how hard he can push people without pushing them completely away.
Colleagues say Emanuel is evolving. He holds regular bipartisan dinners and works hard to yell less, listen more, and work with fellow Democrats, particularly in the House leadership. Even so, some fellow lawmakers still call him Rambo. Few things make this guy squirm, but listen to what happens if you ask him about his political ambitions and what they mean for his kids and all those family dinners he misses.
But you miss a lot of those dinners now.
Don't
because you're here in Washington.
I have to. They're all, the children are all around me.
Don't
I have to
you
go. They're so.
Go.
Fact is, the congressman is going to miss a lot more family time as the battle between Congress and the White House, between Democrats and Republicans, continues. The impasse highlights Rahm Emanuel's new challenge. Can the man known as a pit bull emerge as a political peacemaker?